I know there's a little bit of sadness going on, this being our last episode of Jedi Alliance and all, but we're still here to help you. We would like to thank our sponsor, Blue Apron, for sponsoring Jedi Alliance. They've been a longtime sponsor for the show, and we'd like to thank them for all of their continuous support. So make sure you go over to Blue Apron. They are the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country, and it's their mission to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. They have established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States. So as a result, the seafood is sourced sustainably under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch. Beef, chicken, and pork come from responsibly raised animals, and produce is sourced from farms that practice regenerative farming. So you know that it's going to be some good stuff. One of my favorite things that they do is, instead of just sending you like, oh, here's a bunch of corn, here's a bunch of garlic, here's a bunch of sauce, they ship exactly the amount that you need for each recipe so that you don't get stuff just hanging out in your fridge. You don't have an excess of food that you don't know what to do with. What am I going to do with this, with all of these pickles? Don't worry, you can use all of the pickles on whatever dish they assign for you. It helps also working strong family bonds. It brings people together. You work together. You build towards this goal. They also come on these really thick paper placards, so it's not like something that you just have and toss away. You can make a book of your favorite Blue Apron recipes. And some of the upcoming meals are summer vegetable and egg paninis with Calabrian chile mayonnaise and caprese salad, soy glazed pork and rice cakes with bok choy and marinated green beans, skillet vegetable chili with cornmeal and cheddar drop biscuits, garlic butter shrimp and corn with green bean salad and roasted purple tomatoes. All that stuff sounds good to me, and it should sound good to you too. I love Blue Apron. It's helped me. I consider myself as sort of an amateur when it comes to making food. I can put things in a pot and then turn on the oven. Go me. But with Blue Apron, it's really helped me be a little bit more confident with some of the stuff that I do make. And I have recipes that my wife and I go back to and make all the time from them. It's also really affordable, because for less than $10 per person per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. And you can choose from a variety of new recipes each week. So the ones that I mentioned, those are only part of the selection. You can choose some of those, or there's a couple of others that you can do. They're also very flexible. They have delivery options, so you can choose what fits your needs. And they've got vegan, they've got vegetarian, they've got pescatarian. They make sure that you're taken care of no matter what your culinary restrictions or choices may be. It also comes with a step-by-step recipe card. Like I mentioned, it's so easy to keep and love. The Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook, or they'll make it right. So make sure to check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free. That's three free meals, so you can save that money. So all you got to do is go to blueapron.com/Jedi. That's blueapron.com/Jedi. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/Jedi. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Thanks again to our sponsors at Blue Apron. Imagine the Death Star has just blown up. It's time for the Rebels to celebrate and look back on the time that they had in the Alliance. So as we are going to do tonight. Tonight, the Jedi Alliance says goodbye. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Jedi Alliance.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Jedi Alliance, a celebration of the greatest saga in film and beyond. I am one of your hosts, the Internet's Mark B. Donica. You can find me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica. Joined, as always, by Michael Young.
Hey, guys, what's up? You can find me online at One Youngster, which is O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A.
Hey. Now, for those of you who didn't watch our show last week, probably a little bit surprised at the title of this episode. So, for one reason or another, to not go into it too much, we have decided to end Jedi Alliance here on the Popcorn Talk Network. Now, I started the show by bringing up Return of the Jedi, by bringing up that the Death Star has exploded. Now it is this episode is that final scene. We're going to be taking a look at some of the masters that have come before us that are going to be speaking to us from beyond the Force. We're just going to be recollecting some of our favorite moments from the show, as well as, back when The Return of the Jedi first went into theaters, people weren't sure if there was going to be anything more. You know, that was it. We were just going to get 4, 5, and 6. We wouldn't know what was going to be coming up next. And we mentioned it a little bit last week that ultimately Jedi Alliance and the Popcorn Talk Network, we don't run the show here. That is executive producer Stephen the Muse's job. Now, whatever they decide to do with Jedi Alliance as a name, as a brand, as a show is up to them. So I wanted to start off the show, and I'll end the show with it as well. Stay subscribed. Stay subscribed to the Popcorn Talk Network. Stay subscribed to our sister site, AfterBuzz TV, because we do the Star Wars Rebels After Show after there, even though this is its last season. We will that show will still be there for your Star Wars fix, and especially on iTunes to our legions of dedicated iTunes listeners. We thank every single one of you that has stayed through ever since episode one with Maude and Ken to now with you and me, Michael.
Yeah.
We thoroughly appreciate every single one of you. Stay subscribed, because it's not going to be the same amount of time between something's going to happen. There's Star Wars is too powerful of a franchise, and we have too many nerds at the network to not expect that something Star Wars is going to pop back up. So make sure you stay subscribed to this feed. Something will be here, but I just wanted to make sure that we're at this moment in time where we celebrate everybody that came before us. We celebrate all of the guests that came through this door. Did I say this door? This door,
the door over there.
As well as back at the house, back at the old studios.
Oh, man.
I went through every single episode and took a look at, well, actually, let's start off. This show wouldn't be what it is, one, without the crew of AfterBuzz Media. That's Maria Menounos, that's Kevin Undergaro, that's Phil Svitek, that's Stephen Lemieux, that's Marissa Serafini, all of our engineers that have ever worked on this show, Steve, who's currently working in the booth, Josh, Neil, Alexis, Alexis and I were the engineers on the May the 4th episode a couple years ago, and that's where I first kind of went like, this is a community, this is something special. Anthony, Zach, Jonathan, everybody, and of course, this show was a spinoff of the Schmoes Know show. They are now at Collider. They now have Jedi Council, and even a spinoff from them. Ken Knapsack, Jennifer Landa, and Joseph Scrimshaw have a Force Center. And so, one, to be a product of the Schmoes Know is something that we have to thank Christian Harloff. We have to thank Mark Ellis. We have to thank JTE, who was always on the couch, may not have watched Star Wars at that point, but damn it, man, he would relate it to Rocky as best as he could. Cobster, I know Cobster was on the show. Mark Riley. All
shout
of the
out to Virginia.
Yeah. everybody from Schmoeville, we wouldn't be here without you. So thank you for your continued support. There has never been a wall between the podcasts. Of course, some fans will say, oh, this show's better, that show's better. Doesn't matter, because we all love Star Wars, and we're all here because we love Star Wars. Anything that you want to extend to the Schmoes before I move on to this giant list of people that I have?
Big shout out to the Schmoes for all of the support and love they showed me when I first came on, because I met John Rocha, but then when I met Christian Harloff through John Rocha, Christian Harloff and Mark Ellis, they were both like real supportive, like, hey, I'm glad you're on the show, you're doing your thing, just stay, you know, energetic, just, you know, have a good time. So I was just, you know, glad that, you know, they gave me kind of like the, like, A-okay.
It's like, great, you know, job, son.
Great job. Have fun. So it was cool to, you know, thank you guys. Thank you for, you know, giving me the support, the, you know, the pat on the back to say like, hey, we're glad you're in this. Mm-hmm. So that was great.
Yeah. Throughout this whole process, we kind of stay in contact. There was always an intention to bring Christian Harloff back on the show, to bring Mark Ellis back on the show. Everybody is so busy, especially with everything that they're doing over at Collider with the Schmoedown, as well as just regular programming.
That's a lot of content.
It's a lot. It's
that's
a lot.
That's a lot of content.
And especially now, never mind. I'm going to save that till the end. never mind. So I'm going to run down some of these guests. Please stop me. I'm going to stop for a couple times as well. There's an amazing episode with Sarah Stratton and Roxy Stryer where they talk about Hayden Christensen's performance in the prequels.
No.
That's not oh no.
Oh, okay.
No,
oh,
it's a positive spin.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's a very interesting point of view.
All right.
And we're all about certain points of view here.
Yes.
So wanted to thank them. Megan Finley, David Fickus, Rahul Kohli, who's on iZombie, who came in, who's one of the first guests that they ever had. Joshua Ovenshire, who's known as Jovenshire. Jenna Bush, Mike Black, Chris Stuckman. Audrey Kearns, of course, one of my favorite guests that we've ever had. Emma Fife. There was an the many times we had Emma talking about horror in the Star Wars universe, which was a great show. Of course, Mike Black. Any of the figure fights.
That's, yeah, someone brought up Mike Black a second ago in the chat.
One of the things that I wish that we could have done at least one more time was another figure fight, but I just don't know enough about the toys and scheduling. That's one of the biggest drawbacks is everybody's so busy now.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite episodes in the Scrimshaw era, in the Scrimshaw era, I'd say the prequel era. Because that's him. We had Matt Key and Zach Wilson on from Marvel Movie News, and we talked about what Star Wars could learn from Marvel being a freshly acquired Disney property. And we compared what Marvel was doing on Netflix to like the whole building up to the Avengers and world building and solo movies and this, that, and the other thing. And we had a wonderful Duel of the Fates there. And it's one of my favorite pictures that we ever did because we put Yoda's head on Hulk's body. And it was just really silly. Of course, James Arnold Taylor, the voice of Obi-Wan Kenobi from Star Wars The Clone Wars. He's always been a friend of the show. And I remember Joseph just squeeing his heart out when we had him on. He's like, hey, can you say this? Can you say this? Can you say this? And it was a lot. He was just reading like Yelp reviews.
Oh, man.
Disdainfully. That was so much fun. Tony Thaxton. We had Bruce Green from Funhouse in to talk about Star Wars Battlefront. That one... Man, that was like I've been a fan of Bruce Green for a while, and that Battlefront episode, I forgot to tell him two things. One, we widely accept every Star Wars property because we have fans that are fans of any and all Star Wars property, and that we were a PG family show. And the first thing that he said on the air was, "Can I just say one thing? The prequels were effing terrible."
It's like,
and immediately,
this is a family show.
I don't know. I immediately saw Joseph go like just tense up, and it's an amazing story, and I love it. And that ended up being one of my favorite episodes for that reason, as well as just having Bruce on and Roka on and talking about the game. It was such a great one. Frankie Kazarian, professional wrestler Frankie Kazarian, who's been a friend of Ken's for a really long time. He named his son Rebel. That's how much of a Star Wars fan he is. I got to meet him a couple of times when he came over to the house. Another amazing episode. Scott Mance. We talked about Star Trek and Star Wars and the similarities and the differences and how they sort of circling each other in like a Ponfar situation. that was a really very energetic episode.
Mance is so cool, man.
Yeah, Mance is a great guy. Joe Ruggiero and Joey Rockenstein, who once hosted the show with one of the few episodes in the Ken era where Ken didn't host. They took the show and really helped it sort of fill out a little bit more in a couple of different areas. Jennifer Landa, of course, which you can still hear on Four Center. Michelle Boyd, Michael Beatrice, Joseph Alvarez, Marie Jedekin, Chris Taylor, Roger Craig Smith.
Miri.
Yeah, Miri.
Wow.
That was another great episode. One of my first episodes that I teched for the show was Best Star Wars Side Characters. And she was on, and Jennifer Landa was on. I don't remember the... I feel really bad that I don't remember who the third host was that, but I clicked through a lot of episodes of Star Wars today or of Jedi Alliance today to find all of these names. Madeline Rue, Megan Finley. Actually, I think it was Megan Finley was that other person. And the person that one of the things that ever since starting the show, that I was hoping for, that I was dreaming for, and it was still a scheduling thing, was to be able to do an episode with my now wife, Andrea. And the day after our wedding, the day after our wedding, we came in and did an episode about love in the Star Wars universe. No, I'm talking slow because I gotta take a minute. So just sit right there.
Yes.
I'll tell you how. gotta keep it light. But that I can say without a shadow of a doubt was a dream come true to do a Star Wars podcast with my now wife, who one of the stupidest dates we ever went on, and we both admit it. For Star Wars Episode 3, we went to a midnight showing. Now, that midnight showing wasn't on Thursday night. It was on Friday night.
Okay.
It was really stupid because all of the reviews had come out, and yeah. It was an empty theater.
Oh, man.
Because it was midnight on a Friday. Because we had expected, it'll be a midnight showing. It'll be kind of fun. It'll be sort of diehard fans. And it was. It was, seven people, including us.
Wow.
So it was, we just went, why did we do that? Why didn't we go on Thursday? But, to be able to do that and to have that to always look back on and to always have is something that I will be eternally grateful to this network, eternally grateful to Ken, Joseph, John, everybody. Yeah. We're going to get to more of those thank yous a little bit more. You had a very, and I want you to take an opportunity to tell your story too. Your journey to this show. When did you start listening to Jedi Alliance?
I started listening to Jedi Alliance. I know Ken and Maude were hosting it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember exactly what episode, but I just started, I don't know how I found it. Maybe I found it through AMC Movie Talk or something. I can't remember how I found it, but it just became something that I would listen to while I was at work.
Mm-hmm.
So, just while you're I was doing web development back then. So I'm writing code, but I'm listening to Star Wars. And I would just listen to, of course, Maude all the time when the music would come on, when
the Duel of the Fates.
The Duel of the Fates beat drop.
Yeah.
But when the beat would drop, she would go crazy, and I'd just be like, I'd be typing, I'd be like, ha.
Oh,
there she goes again. It's like, ha.
There she goes again.
Yeah. So I don't remember how long it was before they transitioned, but I know it was back then. And I can't remember
when they transitioned to Maude leaving.
Yeah,
I think that was episode 19.
All right, cool. So
if I remember correctly,
I must have been listening on super early. But anyway, I was just listening during
29 episode 29.
Okay, so I was just listening on at work. Then I ended up starting to create content. Steven invited me on not the strain, but Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow, yeah.
Yeah, no, sorry, the strain.
No, it was the strain.
It
first,
was the strain
because it was on Sundays.
Yeah, it was on Sundays. Came on the strain. Then I think I met you, or I think he asked me about Star Wars.
Yeah, he asked you about Star Wars because that was around the time with John, and
yeah.
John was getting a little bit more opportunities and was on the show a little bit less and less.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, got a chance to come on the show and do the chat. Mm-hmm. So, I was on the couch, guys.
You were our OG chat master.
I was doing the chat master, and one of the coolest things was just being on a show that I watched.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool to be like, hey, I was listening to this show, and now I'm here? That's kind of cool. And I can't remember, one of my first episodes or something, and I said something, and both of you guys laughed, and I was just like, yes. I was like, on the inside, I was like, yes, I'm here. I am part of the team.
Yep.
So, and ever since then, it's just been, fun and talking Star Wars and being crazy.
Being crazy to be sure.
Being crazy on Sundays about Star Wars. That's what it's been like.
Yeah, man. I don't remember the first episode that I teched was, but I remember coming in on a Monday afternoon and just being like, wait, we've got a Star Wars show? Awesome? But it was around there when the May the 4th episode happened, and that room was filled. Geez, who was all there? Because I remember we had a trivia battle that day.
Oh, okay.
It was not necessarily the equivalent of a Star Wars Showdown because the rules weren't as fleshed out by then.
Yeah.
But it came down to me and Joseph for some reason, because of prequel knowledge, oddly enough.
Oh,
because man. I was really obsessed with the Red Letter Media reviews at the time,
boy.
So I was hearing the names
those
over and over again.
Were, if you haven't seen Ooh. Those reviews, if you have time, because they're long, they pretty much, they're as long as the movies are themselves.
Yeah, but they get there.
But it's a treat. Some of the jokes don't hit, but most of them do.
Part of the reason why we never cover them on the show, like, officially, was because this is a family show.
Yeah, it's a family show.
There's not a lot of family stuff. Yeah,
they dip into some not...
Not safe for work stuff.
You want to be 15, 16 plus for some of those jokes.
So I don't remember what my first episode that I worked on was, but... And it's at this time where I would like to, and we all would, myself, I'm speaking on behalf, and I mean, we talked about it before, so I don't feel bad doing it, on behalf of Michael, on behalf of Alexis, who is currently in chat.
Yes, he's in the chat right now.
And behalf of everybody who has ever been a part of Jedi Alliance and Popcorn Talk Network, I would like to personally thank Daniel Drew. Drew is a listener, has been a listener of this show for a very long time, mm-hmm. and he takes the time out to live tweet the shows for us, for his reactions whenever he's currently in the chat right now.
Yeah,
but he sent us his thoughts about everything, which really helped put certain things into perspective and really helped sort of taking some time.
Yeah,
really helped put things in perspective and realize that, and I hope I'm not talking out of my butt by saying this, that sometimes even by just talking about stuff you love, you can help people feel like they belong and make a difference, which us goofing off talking about Star Wars, you never would really think so. But, Daniel, he wrote each of us notes and sent us pictures of the first time we appeared on the show. And episode 41, What Could Go Wrong with Episode 7 was my first appearance on the show. And this being episode 145, to think, and then this is going to go into when we listen to our messages, but, so beyond thankful to Daniel Drew, to Sluice Friggins, to every single person that ever joined this chat live, whether it was Ken and Maude, whether it was Joseph and I, whether it was Michael and I, John and I, Ken and everybody, no matter when, if you're listening to this a couple years, like, well, what happened to Jedi Lines? If you're listening to this years later, if you're watching this live, every single one of you made the show what it was. Every single listen, every single share, every single everything. And we absolutely, we're going to shout out everybody in the chat at the end of the show. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
we're just trying to get through our feelings.
Yeah. Cause if I'll say this, big to Daniel, I watched your video earlier today. Mm-hmm. And thank you. I'll just say thank you. It meant a lot. The images meant a lot. The fact that you took that time out is just crazy to be a part of something that powerful. And I'm glad that we were here to, you know, hang out with you while you were like going through your issues, while we were going through our issues, mm-hmm. and just able to kick it about Star Wars. And it just, man, okay. I'm trying to... It means a lot that, you know, our interaction can mean so much that you would take 15 minutes out or hours out of your day or of your time to kind of like give back to us, like, you know, we do every week. And it, you know, you didn't have to. It means a lot. It's thanks, man. Thanks. It for real, like. May the force be with you. Thank you very much. And just the way you gave love to all the hosts, it means a lot.
It means a lot.
Yeah. trying to, you know, it's man tears. It's like, man, but it means a lot.
Well, there's still time for that. So we're going to take some time to listen to various generations, of the show. And, we got a chance to personally thank her last week. Right now, Alexis is on her honeymoon with her husband, Neil. Neil has been an integral part of the show as well recently as an engineer. So they both wanted to take some time to thank you, the fans, and recollect on their time with Jedi Alliance. So we're going to go now to that video of Alexis and Neil. Take it away.
We'll see.
everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hey. Wow, this is kind of bittersweet to be talking about the end. End of an era. Definitely to all the fans of Jedi Alliance, thank you guys for having the voice of Neil and myself on the show. It has been months, I think, of just craziness that was going on, all the Star Wars Land news and the Star Wars Celebration stuff. Like, it was just really cool having a really awesome tight group of people talking about Star Wars, especially since it's usually just the two of us talking to each other about it, for sure. What about you, hon?
I wasn't really part of Jedi Alliance, not even permanently, but even in the capacity that I wasn't involved with Jedi Alliance very long. But in my short time engineering some of the episodes of Jedi Alliance, I found to really grow and like the show. Actually, it didn't really take a lot of growing or learning to like the show. It sort of instantly snapped into it.
Yeah.
The show that you and Mark and Michael had was just so entertaining, well-rounded opinions, a lot of fun segments, just really cool to be a part of.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, when Mark and I, or at least when I got to watch Mark engineer, when Ken and everybody and Maude were all part of that show, and I got to sneak in a little bit during the, I think it was like the Star Wars Day episode, or May the 4th episode.
Yeah.
It really showed that, like, that Mark and I had like another level of awesomeness that we could share, since we already had like video games and like anime and stuff. Just like having Star Wars just being a part of our life, so it's just kind of awesome. Shush! Sorry, it's just our hotel people. And I think my favorite moment was doing just all the little mini games that we did, especially during like trying to like fill in the quote or remembering what the quote was. Definitely when Mark was away for Celebration and Michael and I kind of taking over for...
You crazy, crazy folks.
Just acting like total dorks on camera, which you guys were, especially you fans that were also super okay with. I thought for sure you guys would be like, bring Mark back! But no, it was really cool just having the two of us, especially when Joelle was able to join us that one weekend. Was awesome. I think that... just having Joelle dealing with Michael and I being silly was, and then adding her silliness to it was really, really cool.
That was great.
Yeah, that was a really good day. But I know that this is not the end of Jedi Alliance. Whatever Popcorn Talk or AfterBuzz or whoever wants to do with it, it's totally up to them. But I think I will definitely take away from this show just how easygoing it was. It wasn't the fact of like, okay, what are we going to talk about today? Let's go through the list and, you know, do that whole thing. It was more along the lines of just being able to sit and just nerd out. Like, that was exactly what the show was, and it'll definitely, you know, be a giant cherished memory to me of how we could just, I mean, we'll still do that too, but like the fact that we were able to sit there every Sunday and just geek out about Star Wars in any way, shape, or form that we wanted. And it makes me really sad that it's ending, but at the same time, it's not gone forever, and definitely the same group of people, including this guy, will still be around talking about all nerdy stuff later on in life. So, but again, I want to thank all the fans again for really, you know, supporting, especially us when we were getting married and me being absent for most of the time for Jedi Alliance because of the wedding, and just being just all around super supportive and everything that Mark, Michael, and myself have done. And it's been just a crazy ride for sure, and it's really nice to end it here, but also know that it's not forever. So Mark, Michael, you two have always been a part of our lives, especially Mark for the longest. You've really just been a shining beacon in our life, and Michael being a new person to add to our little posse is really awesome. And I can't wait to do more things with you in the future, and just, you know, more money. Also involved in that as well.
Definitely money. Definitely good money.
And you guys know that you guys have a special place in both of our hearts. And that...
collective heart.
It's a little high, but it's all good.
I don't have to go into too much cushy stuff before I start bawling like a baby.
She'll do it too.
That you guys mean the world to me. And I don't think I would be the more confident nerd without you two in my life. So all the love here from Hawaii for sure. And again, it's not the end. It's just the end for now. And we'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.
Oh man.
Man, so Alexis, I've known Alexis for goodness, how long has it been now? 5 or 6 years at this point. Oh. I think about 4 or 5 years. I'll say four or 5 years. We used to work at a studio called SourceFed, which is now Discovery Digital Networks. Discovery bought them. She was an intern at the time, and then Neil was an intern during a different point of time. That's how they met. Now they're married. That's adorable. But one of my first days as a host here, I feel really bad for this. It was a moment of, oh, hey, Mark. And I went, hey. And then took a second, and I wasn't at home. I didn't like look her up or anything, and I just went, that was Alexis. Dang it.
It's like you
and now, but to go from coworkers to friends back to coworkers and then to co-hosts, Alexis, she brought up the, and I brought it up too, the May the Force Be With You episode, the May the Fourth Be With You episode. And she's right. It was at that moment where I was like, oh, she should be on the show 100%. And if I had any sort of poll back then, it would have been, oh, you're looking for a host, throw Alexis on there. This, that, the other thing. So, and a little bit more about that afterwards. It's adorable to have both Neil and Alexis currently in chat. Pretty bloody cute. now we're going to be going back in. We're going to be going backwards in time. We're not going to be going straight to the front and then current, or else we wouldn't have started with Alexis and Neil. Let's start by watching this message from the Outlaw.
That's right.
Who was pre-outlaw. And I used to give him crap all the time about his showdown with Scott Mance. Ladies and gentlemen, here is a message from John Rocha.
Hey, everyone. Well, this is John Rocha, the former co-host there with Mark Donica of Jedi Alliance. I hear, you know, he reached out to me and told me that it is shutting down tonight. Hopefully not for the rest of time. You know, one of the things that people enjoy is Star Wars shows, and you can't get enough of them. And Jedi Alliance leaves an incredible legacy, from Ken and Maud to Ken and Joseph to Joseph and Mark to me and Mark to Mark and one youngster. We always did Star Wars right, you know, and I enjoyed my time as a co-host. I definitely enjoyed my time as a guest, and it was great interacting with all of you and getting to know all of you and hearing your thoughts and opinions on all things Star Wars. And, you know, when I first started walking into this business, you know, far, far away is where I started over Geek Nation, so I was very happy to move over to Jedi Alliance, over there at AfterBuzz, thanks to all the people at AfterBuzz as well. I had a great time being on the show and talking Star Wars, and my knowledge of Star Wars increased because you all motivated me as fans to get more knowledge about this so I could talk about it and interact with you all. And so I thank you all for bringing that love of Star Wars back into my life as well. So I enjoyed my time on the show. I'm sad to see it go, but I also think it's not done. You know, maybe there's another chapter left sometime in the far, far away. In the meantime, Mark Donica, one youngster, much love. Thanks so much for letting me come on and talk a little bit. And I'm sorry I couldn't be there live, but I hope this message does it. Thanks to all the fans who left all your comments, tweets, direct messages, everything. I couldn't tell you how much I appreciate it and how much I love my time on the show. Here's to the awesome Jedi Alliance from John Rocha.
Thank you, John. Now, when John joined the show, it was sort of like a dream come true for me. I'd met John through Jedi Alliance. We got a chance to do a show where we reviewed the first Aftermath book. And just okay. He and I, it was before, or it was like right after Joseph and I took over. Mm-hmm. And it was the first show that I was running by myself. And having that confidence with him, him being a pro and me still being sort of new at the lead hosting part of it, it was very comforting. And right after that, he said something that I won't repeat because there's an expletive in it, but it was something relating to professional wrestling. And before he left, I was like, wait a minute, do you want to record a wrestling podcast right now? So I had a podcast called The Gimmick where he was one of our first guests on it, and we had a chance to just connect over another love that we have of professional wrestling. And it was that, and it's something similar to Star Wars fans where you're like, okay, we can be good now. Now I know that you love Star Wars. It's even more so with professional wrestling because that's still such like a small niche nerddom still, mm-hmm. Even though it's been around flipping forever. But that's one of those things where I knew like, all right, I think this guy's gonna be a significant part of my life, and he was. And getting a chance to host regularly with him, like he said, it expanded, being a part of the show expanded his Star Wars knowledge. It did the same for me. But also John has also been so always so adamant about equality in film in general and making mm-hmm. sure that everybody has proper representation. And some of the episodes that we did, I'm so proud of, because it not to say that I was ever against, you know, that sort of a thing, but it helped me become a little bit more active and open my eyes a little bit more to that. And around the time when he decided that it was time to leave, he left such an impression on me because he knew that similarly to what we were doing now, he knew that it was his time to move on to bigger and better things.
Yeah.
And that has always left an impression on me, and seeing how successful he has become since leaving the show, not I would say if anything, we're a tiny footnote in all of the work that John Rocha has put in his career.
Yeah.
But, he has been a personal inspiration of mine. And I always think back anytime it's like, oh, I've got this professional thing coming up, I go to John. I ask John personally, and I can't thank John Rocha enough, and I hope that I get a chance to see him more, because I can't stop thanking him. It may seem a little weird, but who boy do I love me some John Rocha.
Quick note on John Rocha. When I first met John Rocha, because I've been doing Nerd Soul a little over a year. Like I made a year like in April, so a little bit over a year. I've kind of got my footing. I've been doing video production before that, but, you know, actually like hosting, EPing my own show, you know, all that stuff. This is my first time.
Mm-hmm.
So when I met John Rocha, I wasn't even a year in. So when I met him, you guys were like established. So I'm coming in. See, you're laughing. You're like, no, we weren't.
Like, what?
And I'm looking at you guys like, yo, these guys are like the real deal. I can't come in here and suck. Like, well, and I like how John Rocha, like, I met him and I'm thinking, all right, because I already met you, and I remember you made some joke about like doing a Star Wars test or whatever, and I was like, oh no, I might have to do a Star Wars test. How much do I know Star Wars? And then so I was scared about that. Then John Rocha comes in, and John Rocha has like, John Rocha is the outlaw. Like when he walks in,
I mean, this was pre-outlaw, but he was still the outlaw.
Yeah, he was still the outlaw. So he comes in, and I'm like, man, how do I approach him? I don't know how to act. So I was just like, hey, how you doing? I'll be on the show with you today. Just letting you know, I'll be on the couch doing the chat stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, you need anything, let me know. So I get on the show, and he was really, John Rocha is like really giving. And then Mark was like really supportive. And like, I was just like, cool. I got these two guys. They're in the game. They're killing it. I just started, so like they're giving me the support. Now I feel comfortable here. You know, they never made me feel kind of like, you know, like you weren't wanted or something like that. Or like,
thank God.
You know,
I would hate to make somebody not feel wanted.
Or like, you know, you guys never made me feel like I was beneath you or something mm-hmm. like that. You're just like, hey, you love Star Wars, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you know, of course, you know, don't screw up. But I mean, but outside of that, that was something that I really enjoyed about John Rocha. And then him, you know, even introducing me to other people, you know, which he didn't have to do. So I mean, and every time I meet him now, he's just as open and great as when I first met him.
Mm. And one of the things that that we read the comments every week, and oh boy, was that not always great. But I mean, to some of the fans that probably aren't even listening right now. But one of the things that we got a little bit more complaints about, and I say quote complaints,
yeah,
was that in that era we didn't really have as many guests as Ken and Maude used to, as Ken and Joseph used to. And to that, I say, we didn't need guests. John and I, John is one of my favorite people to work against. And if it's just the two of us, if it's just the two of us on a table, we'll be able to stay yeah. dynamic. And when we started doing the debate style, Duel of the Fates, dear God.
That was fun.
There were times I was like, John, do you need a minute?
That was fun. That was real fun. That was a lot of fun, at least from watching. That was fun.
No, yeah, no, because there were times where yeah, man.
Because the outlaw comes for you. You know?
That's the thing.
See,
where,
I don't know if I can debate the outlaw. Like, you know, because I assume he'll put the hat on and everything. And I'll be like, I don't know if I can do this.
But especially when I would give him crap about Bespin. That I'll be like, I probably shouldn't have said anything.
Look, Jeff Roca, I was watching that episode. And this, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, it's Cloud City.
It's Cloud City.
Like, I was like, it's Cloud City. There is no name. It's just Cloud City. Like, I was thinking the same thing.
And now I absolutely... I mean, I'm not to say that we're like super running out of time, but I just want to make sure that we have time for everything. Moving further back in time, the first person that I got to host with in the post Ken era was Joseph Scrimshaw. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear a message from the man himself, Joseph Scrimshaw.
Hello, Jedi Alliance fans. It's me, Joseph Scrimshaw.
See?
One of the many hosts of Jedi Alliance. Wanted to take a moment to share this video with some thoughts, some feelings about the show here on its final episode, or final for now, in this incarnation. Who knows? Always in motion is the future. What is
yes.
Jedi Alliance, is what
yes.
I decided to ask myself for this video. Is it just another show where a bunch of people talked about Star Wars? Well, yes and no. I think Jedi Alliance has been the Poe Dameron's jacket of Star Wars talking, because no matter who was wearing it, I think we all looked good on it. From the very beginning,
God,
Ken
right.
Nassock and Maude Garrett,
so then
myself and Mark Donica took over, and then Mark Donica and John Rocha rocked that jacket for a little while, on to the current team of Mark, Alexis, and Michael. I think all of us have done a good job, and we've all looked pretty damn good in that jacket.
I
hope for
yes.
the absolute best for the future of you, Mark, Alexis, and Michael, what you're going to do next, all your next Star Wars talking. And I just wanted to close by raising a little glass of whiskey and trying not to drop my phone while doing it and saying to all of you, the thing that I think Mark and I enjoyed saying the most when we were the hosts of Jedi Alliance together, and that is that wonderful, awe-inspiring quote of Palpatine. Do it! Thank you
yes,
all
sir.
For doing it with
Do
us
it.
All these years on Jedi Alliance.
He's like, woo. And the funny thing is, like, when you think about that scene, the funny part is you have Tyrannus or Dooku. He looks at him like, dude,
what?
He's like, whoa,
wait a minute,
hey,
this isn't what we discussed.
I thought we were cool.
Oh man,
I'm moving on. I have a new boo.
I gotta tell you. So as I mentioned before, on that May the 4th be with you episode, getting into a trivia battle with Joseph, who I had met that day, and then finding out, oh, it's going to be you and Joseph. I was so daunted.
Like,
I've got to stand next to this titan. He's a comedian. He's
yep.
a writer,
yep.
and he is an encyclopedia of Star Wars. And I've got to try to appear as his equal. It was difficult sometimes. There would be times where he would make reference, and I would say yes.
I believe that's right.
And there would be other times where I'd be like, yeah, right. Yes, like this character
Does
did.
Does Google say this?
But I have to say, and you know it's a good moment because Force Center has turned it into a t-shirt. My favorite, absolute favorite moment of hosting with Joseph Scrimshaw, he used to open up the show with a Star Wars quote. And there was one day where he went, as Obi-Wan once said, hello there. And that killed me. It was just so...
Because it's like, yes, he did say that.
I was expecting something. He also...
Something really deep.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, well, he did say that.
He also started my obsession with Death Sticks. We couldn't stop talking about Death Sticks.
And now we have Coma Sticks.
And now we've got Coma Sticks.
Yeah, you know.
Patent pending. But yeah. what's some of your favorite Scrimshaw stuff?
Just the sheer knowledge that he always had.
Indescribable.
It was almost like it was almost like he had just every reference at the ready in his mind. Because, of course, like, I would be listening to this at work, so I didn't really get to see you guys, like, interaction. And it's weird because I would watch it on YouTube, but I would have to have the window closed because, you know, you're at work, so you have to listen to it. So it's kind of like I was watching it on YouTube, but I was really listening to it. But just, I was like, this guy knows everything. I was like, this guy knows, like, what doesn't this guy know? It was almost like speaking to, like a Star Wars computer or something like that. Because, like, he always knew. He was like, oh, yeah, that happened in this movie at 15 minutes and 22 seconds.
And, yo.
Like, it would be like, you'd be like, is that real? Like, you'd have to be like, when I go home, I'm going to watch that.
I got to make sure that that's correct. But you don't have to because it's right. Because Justin Scrimshaw was always right. Now, John mentioned learning constantly about Star Wars and reigniting a fandom. Joseph Scrimshaw sitting down in that on that couch right there where Alexa sits every week and watching episodes 1 through 6 with a resource and a fan and a knowledge base that is Joseph Scrimshaw helps you completely change an idea and I like your ideas of certain scenes and it's indispensable. I know that, that we just did, I actually think that in terms of this being the final episode, if we do one more thing as the Jedi Alliance as the Jedi Alliance crew, it would be probably to watch Rogue One just to and do a watch along of Rogue One. But I mean, you saw how long it took us to do Episode 7. That's wishful thinking. But being able, and I highly recommend everybody. So we've got episodes 1 through 6. We've got special guests on a couple of the episodes, but mostly it's just Joseph and I. And being able to watch the movies with him is something that I'll never forget. And I won't be able to forget because they exist forever on the internet.
Yes.
So make sure to go check that out also. He helped bring my mind around about the prequels. And you know, growing up with those being the Star Wars movies that I got to watch as an adolescent, you know, there's a special idea. I have a special place in my heart for them, and then watching them as an adult, and then the Red Letter Media stuff. But then going back and watching them with somebody who has such an appreciation for them and what they were trying to be and what they ended up becoming. We did a, or I say we, one of I think Joseph's very first appearance was in the teens. It was him, Maud, and Ken talking about the prequels, and it's been one of our highest rated episodes and highest listened episodes throughout ever since
it
released.
That's where he makes the case for them
in defense
good.
Of the prequels. Yeah. In defense of the prequels. So make sure if you haven't done that.
Yeah, it's a good one, guys.
Make sure if you haven't listened to that episode,
do it.
Now. The last Jedi Master Luke setting fire to the pyre that is his father, looking out, he sees 3 Force ghosts. We've got one more Force ghost to listen to the wisdom do and to wisdom to, and that is Master Ken Knapsack, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
The one of the original hosts of Jedi Alliance and a person that I hold dear, and we'll go more into that after his message.
The man
known as Ken Knapsack.
Hey guys, Ken Knapsack here. Some of you might not even know who I am because that's how long Jedi Alliance went. I was one of the original hosts and co-creators along with Maude Garrett, and I just wanted to take a moment to give my heartfelt thanks and gratitude and love to Mark, Alexis, and Michael for what they did to carry on the legacy of Jedi Alliance, but also make it so much their own. You guys did great, and I love watching what you guys did each week talking about Star Wars here on Jedi Alliance. We had a good time. We had good memories with wonderful guests like Mike Black and Frankie Kazarian, Mark Riley, Michelle Boyd, Jennifer Landa, Joseph Scrimshaw, who then became a host along with Mark Donica, and then John Rocha came in. There were so many great memories. Figure fights, the Duel of the Fates, Maude reacting to the song Duel of Fates. We had a lot of fun going all the way back to the first show in 2014. Can't believe it went this long, and it did because in large part of what you supporters, you listeners and fans of Jedi Alliance did by keeping the flame going. Of course, Mark, Alexis, Michael, what you guys did, again, cannot be overlooked. I'm so proud of you guys. That's it for now. I'll see you. There's always going to be time and a place to talk Star Wars.
Ken Knapsack is if you want a little bit more into how Ken and I met, because it's a very silly story, and I hope this doesn't just feel like a plug, but I did an episode of the Knapsack Files a couple months ago, and we got to talk a little bit about where I started and where we met and how we've sort of continued as friends. And he wanted to be here, but it's also the season finale of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I totally understand.
There's a little something going on.
Yeah. And he has his own shows to do. That's part of the reason why he had to leave the show. Something that I'll never forget is the day when he came into the tech booth and said, hey, would you be interested in hosting Jedi Alliance? And this was back at the house. This was back in 2015, because it was just under a year when he had to leave the show, or just over a year, either way. And I can say without a shadow of a doubt that that was the first time in my professional career that somebody that wasn't a family or like a close friend or a significant other believed in me and saw something in me that I may not have seen at the time, but it's something that I will never each of these men, Ken, Joseph, John, they have helped me become a better host. They've helped me become a better broadcaster, and they've helped me become a better man. And it all started with Ken having that faith in me. And I will never not be grateful. And but before I get a little bit too sappy, I don't think you haven't seen the last of Ken and I. And you know what? Here, I'll power out of it with this. Just because this is the last episode of a Star Wars podcast doesn't mean I'm not coming for that Star Wars championship, Ken Knapsack. You and me, Master versus Apprentice. I want to see it happen. Holy that snap. Belt's gonna look good around my waist. Why not? Because why yeah. not?
And honestly, I'm going to go in and put this out there. I still put this crew right now, myself, Mark, Alexis, I guess we need one or two more people, but Family Feud style up against any crew with Star Wars. Yes, Family Feud style. I guess Christian Harloff could host it or something. You know, he's funny. He could do it. Or Mark could do the hosting. You know what I'm saying? Maybe shave bald, big mustache. He could do it.
And you really think I could be Steve Harvey? All right.
But nah, you'll be on the team. Mark Ellis could shave bald, big mustache, and then he could host the show. But us against any crew, Star Wars knowledge, we could do it. We beat them.
And we're going to burn. Win. We're going to crash and burn like Anakin at the end of episode 3. But yeah, all kidding aside, Ken is a really good friend, and I can't not call him Master Ken, because he's taught me so much about this world, not just the world of Star Wars, but the world of podcasting. And I'll be forever grateful for him, and to be able for everybody to be able to send in a video is just
it helps a lot. Guy.
He's a very good guy.
Yeah.
Very good.
Like, when I met him, I was telling you, I met him on the train going to LA Comic Con.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I was like, hat in hand, like, excuse me.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, Mr. Knapsack. No, it wasn't that bad. But I introduced myself. I was like, hey, I said, you know, can I, because a lot of times when you meet someone like Ken Knapsack's level, any of these guys' level, they've got things to do. So I was like, hey, I was covering stuff at LA Comic Con. So I was like, look, can I walk and talk with you? And he was gracious enough to say yes. So, and I was going to see his, I think they did a Schmodown or something panel that day. So I watched it anyway.
They did Star Wars trivia challenge.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily Schmodown. The Schmodown was at Celebration.
Okay, cool. So I walked and talked with him. Talked to him about being on the show, about doing my own stuff. He was real supportive. He gave me some tips and stuff. And then invited me to come and do Force Center.
Yeah.
And I ended up doing Force Center, like, I don't know, like 2 months later or something like that. But, you know, for him to be that cool to be like, hey, all right, let's talk, walk and talk. And then to be able to give you pointers and then be like, hey, let's do a show. I mean, of course, guys, when you meet someone like this, you kind of have to have your stuff together. Don't approach and not be ready. But it was cool that he was open, and he was like, he gave some real, you know, some real pointers about, you know, the industry we're in. And then even, you know, let me be on the show, like graciously let me be on the show where I met Jennifer and Joseph for the first time. And it was really cool. It was really cool. So that guy is, he is a quality guy.
He is a class act. the pit boss, a class act. Yeah. So, unfortunately, we couldn't get anything from Maude. She is the busiest out of everybody.
Yes.
But she does send her love. She did come back for Ken's last episode and go back watch episode 29. And she's always been background supportive. She hasn't been like super up about it. But the show's been going since 2014. We're coming up in the middle of 2017. That's a good run.
Good run.
And there's so many Star Wars podcasts out there. The fact that you took time to listen to any iteration of the show
definitely
is so helpful. And while this may be the end of this program, we've said it already. We've been to other places and people have been very open. If you want to hear us talk Star Wars, go to your favorite show. Let them know that you want to see us there. That's really the easiest thing to do.
Yes, tweet them now.
Yeah, well, I mean,
maybe not now.
Just in general, if you want to see us talk Star Wars on other shows, let them know. You know, let Ken know and Joseph and Jennifer know that you want.
Or you can pick it outside of their offices at 555.
No, I know. What's 555?
555. Third Street.
So
wherever city you are.
But essentially that, you know, we talked about it last week with Alexis here. This is not the last time this group's going to get together and podcast.
Yes.
We like each other way too much to not have a moment where we can all hang out. For that, you'll just have to follow along with us on Twitter, but we're not to the Twitters yet. Yes. That was just for our engineer. But if you want us to... If you want us to be on other shows, you've named a couple in the chat. I'm not going to name them just because we're still on our own show and it's proprietary.
Yeah.
But if you want us to be on anybody else's shows, tweet the hosts of those shows, tweet their Twitter accounts, and let them know that with Jedi Alliance now gone, there are a couple of Star Wars fans that would love to talk Star Wars on any given week. And hopefully that means that we can do the rest and those channels will be open because we're going to keep talking Star Wars on our personal channels.
Yes.
But if you know, if you want to see some stuff happen,
if you want us to join a gang for an episode or two or pop in and out. Yeah. You have to do pretty much what Mark said. You have to be that driving force.
Because ultimately, like, yeah, we would like to be on this show, that show, the other show. I'd love to go up to San Francisco and be on the Star Wars show. But ultimately, that stuff goes down to, do they have a following?
And Disney. If you ever. This is the last time I'm going to be able to talk to Disney. Disney, focus in right here. Look, go in and send that private jet y'all got down with Mickey on the side. We're going to get on. Me, Mark, Alexis, we're going to get on there. Come up and do the Star Wars show. No problem. Hey, look, hey, it's from us to you.
Yeah.
Call it a gift.
It's a parting gift from us to you.
Yeah.
I, you know what, as unfortunate as it seems, Michael, do you have any last words for the Jedi Alliance community before we get out of here?
Last words are, guys, thank you for being so open, so welcoming to me. I know I might not, you know, when you lose hosts, some things change and it might not be exactly what you wanted, but I'm glad you guys gave me a Star Wars digital hug and we talked, you know, week in and
force
week
hug.
Out.
It
was a force hug. Week in and week out about just the craziness that is Star Wars and the fun stuff and the cool stuff and the bad stuff. So the good, the bad, the ugly of Star Wars. Like, you know, Jabba, he's
all of those things.
He's all of those things. But I thank you for all of your comments. Tweeting me. I'm glad that you tweeted at me because I tried to tweet back to you guys.
Yeah.
All the comments, all of the chat stuff. And just, man, thank you for all the images, all of, you know, on the Facebook fam, all of those guys. There's just so much that we get from you guys' enjoyment, your interaction, and your energy. So I just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Because it has sure been fun. I think that's the best way I can say it.
This is if you go all the way back, I've been working on this episode, on this podcast, for over 100 episodes. And it's been a wild ride every single time, from being quiet in the booth, to being on camera in the booth, to being a special guest, to being a host. This has always been one of those times where it's like, you know what? There's crazy stuff happening in the world. At least I can take a break and talk Star Wars with some of my favorite people. And I've expressed so much gratitude throughout this entire episode to all of the previous hosts, Michael, these past couple of months, relaunching the show, being in space, because we shoot the show live from space.
That's right.
Shout out to our iTunes listeners who have no idea what I just indicated to. But Owen Geschel in chat just said, I just noticed that the logo behind them moves. Yeah, we're in space.
We've been in space.
We've been in space this whole time.
He's like, really?
That's the thing. We're running out of batteries. We're running out of food. We've got to land on Earth. We got to go back to Earth. There have been some people who haven't been so open to my being a host here. There are people who have been very open, and there have been people in between. There are people who have come back, people who have given the show a second chance, people who have given the show a third chance. And while it may not have always been easy sometimes to deal with all of that, it's helped provide me with a thicker skin. And ultimately, I do the show for the people who want to watch. And not for the people who don't. And those folks stick around. And I absolutely adore everybody that has ever supported this show, that has supported me, that has supported everybody that has come before. And this won't be the last you hear of us. We are going to become one with the Force, much like the hosts that have before us, but. There's going to be some Star Wars. Everybody else has said it. You can't keep Star Wars down. There's going to be some sort of, there's gotta be there. Yeah, like we can't speak from knowledge, but there's gotta be something cooking, here at the AfterBuzz Media Studio. So, make sure you stay following on Facebook, make sure you stay following on Twitter, and keep subscribed to this podcast. I'm going to scroll through real quick and thank all of the people who were here in this last episode. I'm going to go all the way back up top just so I don't miss anybody. Jose Campos, Star Drew, Jonathan Peck, Joseph Brown, Lei Jen, Daniel Drew, more Daniel Drew, Ryan Bullock, The Overhead Wire, Alexis and Neil, who are taking time out of their honeymoon to be here live. Jeff Wood, Derek Smith, Lay Kid?
Oh, that's me.
No, I'm kidding.
I was like, this is me.
Aaron Blum, Jedi Master 677, Scrappy Scrapbooking, which is an awesome name. Debt Detroit Dude, Richard Jensen, a couple of people in the chat that have been saying that they've been here since the very first episode, and we appreciate appreciate that so much. Ghoulish Grin Films, Neil Varma, Dave Kez, Miles Colley. A lot of people naming other Star Wars podcasts. Tweet at them. is that every? Oh well, there's also Hugh Hoyland, Owen Geschel, Sky Patterson, Smirking Gun.
Smirking Gun.
If you want another lovely retrospective, I highly recommend everybody goes back to episode 100. That's where we had Joseph Scrimshaw, John Rocha, and Ken Napzok all back in the same room. We got a chance to talk about the show in another retrospective. So I would highly recommend that. Joe V816 says, here since Ken. Bless all of y'all.
Yes.
Again, if you want to see more of us on other Star Wars podcasts, make sure to tweet at those Star Wars podcasts. If you want to know what we're going to be thinking moving forward with all of the rest of the news that comes up, make sure you follow us on Twitter and keep up with us on all that we're doing. So, Michael, where else can the folks find you, and where can they follow you on Twitter?
Guys, you can find me tonight talking about The Strain. If you hate Zach, so do I. Let's hate them together. Also, you can find me on YouTube. Just type in NerdSoul, one word, NERDSOUL, and online on Twitter at One Youngster, which is ONEYOUNGSTA.
Hey. Also, thanks to Snorlax, who used Rest, and Jason Garcia in the chat. Love those names as well. You can find me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica. If you like video games, there is a podcast here on the Popcorn Talk Network called Inventory Full that I am one of the hosts of, where we talk about gamer culture, gaming news, and we also do streams on Twitch. That is Inventory Full PT on Twitter, on Twitch, every social media you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
And I also do wrestling stuff for the AfterBuzz TV network, as well as some animation. This week, I'm doing Little Witch Academia, NXT. I also am a producer on two wrestling shows here, or lead producer on two wrestling shows here. That's Ringside Pop, which is more of a pop culture look at the world of wrestling, and X-Pac 12360, which is Sean X-Pac Waltman. We've got guests every week, and this past week was Kenny Omega, and this week we're gonna have somebody huge from the Attitude Era. You don't want to miss it. But please make sure you stay following Jedi Alliance on Twitter. If you notice a name change, then that means that something will be coming from that Twitter account. So if you want to be the first to know what the next Star Wars show to come out of the AfterBuzz TV studio, to come out of the Popcorn Talk studio, to come out of the BHL studio, is keep following Jedi Alliance Pod. That's where you will find out first. But, ladies and gentlemen, this has been an honor. This has been a privilege.
Yes, it has.
Thank you absolutely everybody that has ever tuned in to Jedi Alliance, and as a last, but as we go off into the Force, Michael and I will give you one last, may the Force be with you. So to everybody, may the Force be with you.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.